Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June the 8th, 2011. The border between Gaza and Egypt at Rafah has been reopened, according to Gaza border official Ayoub Abu Shah. The border had been closed by Hamas in protest at closures, delays and limits enforced by Egyptian authorities that were not discussed with Hamas. Dozens of Palestinians stormed the Egyptian terminal on Saturday after Egypt unexpectedly closed its side of the border. The border was reopened to foot passengers. However, Hamas complained that elderly and sick passengers still could not cross. The border will finally reopen under an agreement that allows for 400 pre-agreed individuals to cross each day. The UNRWA has released a report undermining recent media reports that the West Bank economy was booming under the PA and Israeli occupation, according to research author Salem Ajlouni. According to UNRWA's findings, the real unemployment rate in the West Bank stood at 25% in the second half of 2010, up from 23.5% in 2009. The rate of unemployment amongst refugees was up 1% to 27.9%. The Palestine News Network reports that on Wednesday afternoon, extremist settlers set fire to crops owned by Palestinian farmers near Hebron. It is alleged that the settlers came from the settlement of Kiryat Arba. The wheat crops and land they were planted on are owned by Palestinians from the village of Bani Naim. The crops were entirely destroyed. Local sources report that a number of Jewish settlers broke into the Al-Aqsa compound and began drinking wine and smashing bottles on the floor. Consumption of alcohol is forbidden in Islam, and such acts are considered desecration. The group allegedly broke through a gate near the Western Wall and were protected by Israeli police. Police only intervened to ensure that angry worshippers from the mosque were kept separate from the settlers. The Al-Aqsa Mosque and Dome of the Rock are considered the third holiest site in Islam. The act of desecration was allegedly a result of calls to celebrate the Shavuot holiday at the site. Tensions have been particularly high in East Jerusalem recently as a result of inflammatory marches on Jerusalem Day last week and Israeli MK Michael Ben-Ari's tour of the mosque with a group of settlers on Tuesday. That's all from today for the IMEMC. This was Wednesday the 8th of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.